Well, no. Generally, a gap that you're referring to is where maybe a trail narrows.
I see.
Okay.
And the place, what would you call a place where boats stop and they unload the freight and all that sort of thing? You'd unload it on what?
Well, speaking on a small scale, you would say dock, but if it was in commercial or something, it'd be port. Or something, port and dock.
Is a wharf the same thing?
Yes.
Or a pier?
Yes.
Same thing.
They do that.
Okay.
Unload on type things.
Yeah. What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance?
Waterfall.
Call that a waterfall. Does it make any difference what size it is? If it were a little smaller, would you still call it a waterfall?
I can't think of anything other than waterfall at this time.
Okay. What about some of the types of material that you find for surfaces of roads around here?
Asphalt. Gravel. Tar. Concrete.
You got some plain old-fashioned dirt roads around here, too?
Some dirt roads. Clay hills.
Yeah. If you were out in the country, if you were on the main road, what would you call a little road that goes off the main road?
Side road.
That'd be a side road. And if you were coming down the main road and you turned off to go up to a man's house, what would you call that you're going up?
A drive.
That would be the drive. And what about if you were out in the field, a little place that's been worn by the cattle coming in from the field to the barn, that you would call that a what?
Well, you could call it a trail or a path.
Trail or a path. Okay. What about the part along the side of the street that people walk along in town? That's the what?
The sidewalk.
The sidewalk. Do you know, in residential areas in town, sometimes you have a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street. Do you know of any particular name for that?
Well, some people call it a medium. Medium. And I don't know of any other.
Is a medium, is that the thing right in the middle of the street?
Well, generally, yeah. Divides highway.
Yeah. Now, what I'm talking about is, you know, you have your sidewalk right here. And the street's out here, and there's a little strip of grass right between the street and the sidewalk.
I've never heard that in any particular name.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call it a tree lawn or mention that term?
Not in that respect.
Okay. If, let's say, a boy was walking out in the country and he was passing a cornfield and he saw a crow in there getting after the farmer's corn, he might reach down and pick up a
rock
and
throw it at him.
Have you ever heard people call throw in anything else instead of I'm gonna throw that to me? They might say something else.
Toss.
Mm-hmm. What about chunk?
Pass. Yes, that chunk is used in this area.
Is that used by just anybody or just older people or what?
More older people.
More older people would say chunk. Okay. And the place you live, you call that your what? That's your
house or home.
House or home. Okay. Or if, if somebody came up to you in your front yard and asked where your wife was, you'd say, oh, she's back. Maybe
in the backyard.
In the kitchen or something like that. Right. What do you call that hot beverage that a lot of people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. If you were ordering coffee from me, how would you order it? I'd say, I want my coffee.
Black, which would mean without sugar or cream.
And have you ever heard people call black coffee anything else? Maybe if they were going to order it, they might not necessarily say, I just want it black. They might say, I'll take my coffee
plain. Maybe.
Have you ever heard people say, I'll take it straight for coffee?